Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, part of the process, right, is who's around me, right?
Right.
So, okay, so who's around me? Because you go and we all sat there right now at the end of the year and said, is anybody excited about having Mohamed Sanu in a two-year deal? One of the big reasons why you gave up a second-round pick and went after Sanu was because he had 2 years. Is anybody excited you got him for two more? Another year? No? N'Keal Harry. Okay, so what, year two jump for N'Keal Harry? What, Sanu? Can you find something from this guy?
Yeah, but I think...
And hopefully, I mean, that's what you have coming back.
Okay.
With a new tight end.
If Brady's looking at what the weapons are going to be around him, I think he already took into consideration Sanu was hurt. He knows it. He knows he's coming back. That's not going to make a factor in the Tom Brady decision. Brady's expecting the Patriots to upgrade over the depth chart they had at wide receiver last year. Sanu's going to be there. It's going to be delayed in the start, but, you know, it's a, long,
like Sale.
It's a long season.
Kind of like Chris
Sale.
Like Sale. It's going to take the first
exactly.
2 weeks off, and then he'll be back.
Yeah. I mean, Brady's probably looking at it saying they need to do better than that. So here's Tommy Curran last night, and he is actually obviously getting that latest spin out of the Brady camp.
Brady, I think, is starting to be pleasantly surprised that what everyone told him is happening. There is a huge market for you, Tom. There are teams who are willing to step up. As I reported last week, the Patriots are, quote, not super vigilant about other teams tampering with Tom Brady because they don't have a financial concern with Brady. They have a kind of a going forward, how's it look concern. So the Patriots are of a mind, my understanding is, that they will not be super vigilant about tampering. But this specter or all these teams who are sliding things in front of Tom or making him feel wanted is surprising to him. It's almost like Stockholm Syndrome, I guess. He didn't expect it.
He's surprised by it. I don't know why he's surprised by it, but I think what you're getting is you're getting exactly what we would expect. That is the mood of the day in the Brady camp. They're not happy that the Patriots are not talking to them. So how do you offset that? You offset that by letting them know, we got a lot of teams that are interested. We're going to have a lot of people calling us. All right, there'll be a lot more Brady stuff here on a Friday.
We got to get other stuff, though.
What's that?
We got to get other stuff. I mean, it is a Friday. We can bounce around, right?
Yeah, we got other stuff.
We're going to hit everything.
I want Sale. I want Tatum. I want coronavirus.
You want the coronavirus?
Contracted?
I don't think you want to contract the coronavirus.
Well, I don't want it, but I'm just saying, I want it.
you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I want to discuss.
Or do you want the coronavirus?
Yeah, because there's issues with that, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit all that.
They're dopes. And people, obviously, artists who go out and wear Sanders 20 shirts, apparently they get themselves into trouble. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
The Patriots are, generally speaking, a team that takes its time with negotiations and goes to the player when there's a point in time when they feel like the player might be starting to sweat a little bit. I think that's a lot of negotiations and a lot of industries go that way. But as I wrote, and as I said, Martin, I'm sure you agree with me, if you already got a guy who's a little bit disconsolate about where he feels he fits in your plans and you're taking a ton of time, it's not going to convince him if he has an option elsewhere that, boy, these guys are dying to get me back.
Tell me, Karen, last night with Mutt, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, and that is the main reason the Patriots haven't done anything yet, is this is how Bill Belichick normally does business. Now, you could say, well, shouldn't it be different? This is the most iconic figure in the history of the New England Patriots. No, they use it as leverage. And so you're getting all of the insecurity right now out of the Brady camp. I'm not sure necessarily it's coming from Tom Brady himself, but it's coming out of that camp, people around him, because they're sitting there going, where's he going to go? What's going to happen? What are you doing? And so, yeah, are they talking to other teams? It's an illegal tampering period right now. And, you know, Tom Yee would be a fool if he's not picking up the phone, talking to these other teams, finding out what the options are. If I'm Tom Brady, I'm pissed if he's not doing that. But in the end, the Patriots are just sitting there waiting, letting him go and feel the entire market.
See,
they're going to come in.
I think when I think of this Brady situation, I think about Gronk. I think about the way they handled Gronk. Like, I don't even know if they have a contingency plan. Do they know what they're going to do next? Do they just think that Brady is going to stay just like they did Gronk?
No, it's different.
And then next thing you know, you get to the time when you start. You want to negotiate, and you think he's going to take this team-friendly deal because you've always had control of him, and suddenly you don't. And then you go, well, wait a second. Well, look at this long-lasting relationship. Look at all these Super Bowls. Look, we created you. We made you, and you're leaving us for money?
They're not treating it like Gronk at all. Gronk was under contract. Gronk couldn't go anywhere.
No, my point to you, when I mentioned Gronk, the big discussion with that is that they didn't think he was going to retire. They thought he was coming back. They didn't think that he was going to walk away from $8 million.
Oh, I think
he did.
Okay.
So my point to you is when I compare it to Gronk, I feel like it's the same way. They think he's just going to come back based on 20 years of history.
I think there might be something to what you're saying. I think the Patriots, in the end, believe that Tom Brady, at age 43, does not really want to go out there and start his career all over again at a brand new spot. New people, everything.
But here's how naive
I don't think that's that naive.
No, but here's the thing. That is
naive.
But ultimately,
most people don't do that.
Ultimately, that
I mean,
might
everybody
they might
does
be
it.
Right no, though. No, ultimately
it's
they might
the,
be right.
What Teddy? What all these other guys do that stay? That's the exception to 43. The rule. It's not the rule.
43.
It's still not the
rule.
Though.
But listen. That thought might be right. Like ultimately, Tom's just like Jesus. You know, I mean. If you just threw out a couple extra guys that could throw the football to and just keep the money reasonable, yeah, this is probably the best spot. I would like to stay here. But I think as an athlete, he's got to start thinking about going elsewhere because as he knows, his time in the organization, that none of that stuff's guaranteed.
Right.
I mean, you know, so this is why I think he's everywhere right now with his head.
Right.
Whether it's this report, that report, people are catching him in certain moods or his people close to him and are catching him in certain moods and talking to the media. So ultimately, sure. Listen, if you give me what I want, I'm staying. This is where I want to be. But he doesn't think they're going to give him what he wants. I don't. I don't either. I don't think they're going to give him what he wants.
No, and that to me is the basis of the Patriots are done with Brady.
Yes.
Because if they weren't done with him, one, they've already would have made contact. They would have been pursuing him. Hey, I love you. If I love somebody and I don't want them to leave, I fight for them. I chase them down. I stalk them.
Not in business. Not in business.
Yes. When it comes to, like, it is a business, but at the same time, listen, if you want me to come back, I'm going to show you that I want you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to play coy with you. What kind of stupid business practice is that?
It's smart.
That to me is from an arrogant person. It's from a person who doesn't believe you're going to leave.
All these feelings.
That's what it is.
All these feelings go away. Everybody's got feelings. And these feelings all go away when you finally get to the bargaining table and you sit down and Tom is sitting there with Bill Belichick and you finally throw out on the table what you want.
Again, different situation. It isn't a run-of-the-mill free agent. You can't treat him. You say this all the time. He's different.
He is different.
So why not proactively engage with them? The only reason why you don't? You can't pay him the money he wants, and you know it.
But it's not about money. He said it's not about money. Tom Brady. It's not about money. I keep on hearing.
I
keep on hearing from the Brady camp. It's not about money.
It's never supposed to be about money.
Hold on. It's about the people around him. So if you're going on that premise.
I know, but you keep bringing this up. You always keep saying it's not about. I keep hearing it's not about the money.
But that's what they said.
No. They keep talking about how it's about weapons around him, right?
Yes.
And you know, he wants everything and the money. But it's not going to be. He doesn't want $35 million, $30 million.
Well, we don't know what he wants.
Well, I'm just saying that sounds when they talk about like that. That's how I interpret it. That he's not looking for $35 million. He's not looking for $30 to $35 million.
We don't know that.
That he would like to have weapons around him.
Okay, you're saying the same thing I'm saying. It's not about money, it's about weapons.
Well, I'm basing it off of that same report. You're telling me we don't know that, but you know it's not about money.
I'm saying that Curran has said it numerous times, okay? Darlington has said it. The people that are hearing it from the Brady camp are claiming this is not about money. It's about being loved. At one point, Curran yesterday said that it's a matter of he wants to be loved, not just looked at as the only option they have because they don't have another
quarterback. I feel like those questions are asked when they talk about money, 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 money. So, hold on, it's not all about money. He wants weapons to go along with it. That's how I interpret it. That's how I've seen those questions asked, talking about money, money, money. It's not all about the money. He wants weapons. That's not saying it's not about the money at all. It's about both.
Yeah, but he knows what the money is going to be. The best money they're going to deliver to him is probably going to be what he got last year at $23 million.
From whom?
Tops.
From the Patriots. Because they're going to have to
They're not even going to reach that.
They're going to have to add the 6.75. Well, hold on. Because if you look at what's going on with the CBA, and it is going to pass, because the head of the association is pushing it, and the owners were smart, and the NFL was smart to gear all of the advantages to the 60% that are at the bottom end, making the minimum wage in the National Football League. Now, in doing that, the NFL's already come out and said they're ready to start doing negotiations with the TV networks. That's going to increase the revenue in the next year, because they're doing the negotiations in the next year, to $3.2 billion a year. That accounts for $100 million per team. And so now suddenly there's going to be a lot more money. And if that's the case with the new CBA, the Patriots will be able to doctor up some deal where they can carry money in the 21-22.
Are you telling me that the salary cap's going to go up $100 million
a
team?
No, because there's a lot of expenses that are involved.
This year they said it could go up at most maybe 3 to 5. Not much of a bump this year.
Well, it's a big bump because it was at 186, wasn't it? So it's going to go up from
190-something, and it's going to go up to 200, and they said it could go to 203.
No, it was 188, I think, last year. It's going up to 200, and then you add the figures in for this, it goes up maybe 205. But next year, Lou, there could be a huge jump. I think it could go up $20 or $30 million.
See, as far as the money, though, I think it's you're really naive if you think it's not about the money. The reason that it's easy for...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
For that side, for Brady's side, or for Brady to say it's not about the money,
that's what they're saying.
It's because the money, it's a given that the money's going to be there. They know the money's there. They know the suitors are going to be there. Like, oh, he's surprised. No, no.
Yeah,
they know the suitors are there.
But he's not
so
getting
I will
up.
Say this. I will say this. You're the best quarterback to ever play the game. You still got 3 years left, okay? And I would say at least two strong, okay, pending the team that you're still good. You're a top 10 quarterback. Do you think that he's going to be able to say yes to a deal that pays him less than Kirk Cousins, less than Jared Goff, less than Derek Carr? Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm going on what the people
I know, but,
are
but
coming.
Listen,
are
I know. Don't forget about
the Brady camp.
Okay,
so you're saying
problem.
They're all lying. They're lying.
Stop
too.
Thinking and using them to influence your decision.
So it's about
put
money
yourself
for Brady.
Put yourself into his shoes. And no, I mean, listen, if we're talking about a couple million, okay, fine. I mean, a million here, a million there, plus or minus. Yeah, we're not going to sit there. I'm not going to kill a deal because of that. But when you're talking 10 and you're talking guaranteed and you're talking you're going to throw in a bunch of incentives, that's significant.
Well,
I think the money is one is a big part of this situation.
So it's about the money then. Okay. It's about the money.
Okay. You think
totally
it's 100%
different.
About the money?
No.
Okay. I say one thing, and you keep doing that all the time, and he's driving me nuts.
But I don't understand it.
It's not about the money.
You're talking out of both sides.
It's not
no,
about
I'm
either.
Not.
It's
you
about
are.
Both.
You're acting like the money is like some like okay. Then sign for $14 million.
He's not going to sign for $14
million. Then it's about the money.
And they're not going to give him $14 million, but
because they can't give him $23 million.
The fact is that if we're talking about the difference of signing with the New England Patriots versus the Chargers or Tampa Bay or the Raiders. They're going to all offer him far more money than what the New England Patriots are going to offer.
Yeah, and put better toys around him, too.
And maybe, yes.
And that's the biggest difference. In order for the Patriots to give him the money that he's looking for, and that's even probably less than what others are willing to give him, they still don't feel like they can probably put the team around him. Like, they probably don't think they can give him $23 million, which is a $30 million cap hit. Because they got $40 million under the cap.
But hold on.
Now you can't go out and build. But teams like Tampa, they've already got weapons in-house. And they can pay them top dollar.
Yeah.
And they can go out and sign more people. So they can do everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't get carried away about the weapons you keep on talking about. Because of all of those teams we're mentioning, the team that has the best chance of getting the best record next season would be the New England Patriots.
But see, I think you're missing the whole, success thing. And we've had this before. If he goes to Tampa or Tennessee or Indy or Chargers or Raiders, can he win a Super Bowl? I mean, you should change that to like, would it be a success? Would his season, when we look back at Tom Brady's season with Tampa Bay, a success? Okay, because what would it be a success be here in New England?
A Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl.
What would a success be in Tampa?
Going to the championship.
Hold on. Okay.
Going to the second round.
Yeah.
Okay, for the Tampa.
Making the playoffs.
Hey, but wait a minute, Lou.
Make the playoffs with Tampa, and that's a success.
For Tom Brady?
People are praising you. People in Tampa are loving you. Your teammates are loving you. Everybody is loving you. He's getting the same praise. Here, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, it's because he's too old. If he loses an AFC title because of Mahomes, it would be because he's too old. And he can't beat Mahomes.
Brady gave him nothing.
You don't think that?
No, I agree with you. The fans are going to look at it that way, but Tom Brady's not going to look at it that way. So Tom Brady's going to be happy.
You don't think somebody,
if he's 10-6 in Tampa Bay and he's a quarterback for a cute little team.
If he goes 11-5 in Tampa Bay, You don't think people are going to sit there and say, man, he took that 7-9 team.
No, I think people
he made
him
11-5.
Missing the point.
They either won their division or they're the first wild card. Maybe they won a playoff game. What Brady did down there in Tampa is amazing. At 43 years old.
You're arguing with yourself. Okay, I'm agreeing. But what about Tom Brady? Tom Brady talks about winning Super Bowls. He's not going to win a Super Bowl
there. Tom Brady can get a lot of satisfaction out of accomplishing that and hearing the praise.
So Tom Brady's going to come out and say, hey, listen, we went 11-5. We had a terrific season. No, you didn't win the Super Bowl. Brady keeps on telling us it's all about winning Super Bowls.
Brady.
I would say Tennessee might give him the best opportunity.
You're absolutely
and
right.
Proving people. So if we're going to do the whole what's important pie, is it money? Is it proving people wrong? Is it winning Super Bowls? I mean, what is it? The answer is all of the above. That's the answer. So, and I will take your mood ring analogy, and every day it's something different.
Yes.
Because he may hear something, well, I'll prove him wrong. Watch this. I'm going to Instagram post this and tell people, look at my shirt. It's all about this. It's all about that. Next moment, wow, all these people are calling me up, and everyone says how much money I can make. Wow, this is awesome.
So all I'm saying is that if he comes back here and loses the AFC title to Mahomes, it's a failure. That's how you view it here in New England. Not old, not good enough to beat him. Too old. Couldn't carry the team again. If he goes to Tampa and loses in the second round, it's a success. It's a great story. Great job, Tom. Continued your legacy. You took that team. You took him to the playoffs. I was wrong about Brady. He can still play at 43.
I don't think Tom's going to feel that.
That's the talk.
Way. And by the way.
And Brady's going to hear it, and he'll feel good about that.
And by the way, we did not do that to Brady this past year. Matter of fact, a lot of people, including myself, were making excuses for him all year long, saying that he didn't have the weapons around him, and you really can't blame him. So I don't think that really happened with Tom Brady here in New England, and I'm not sure it happens going forward. But the fact is that for Tom Brady to go elsewhere,
Did it happen more than ever before?
Not really. I mean, he didn't take a lot of heat. The fact is that Tom Brady is going to feel good about going to another place where he can make the playoffs.
Glenn, they destroyed him nationally and publicly. I mean, locally here, they got on him more. He's done.
And
next year, it'll get even worse. It'll get even worse.
I don't buy it. All right, we get to the phone calls, and we'll let you throw your 2 cents in at 617-779-7937. We're going to talk with our buddy Mike Lombardi coming up at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. Let's see if he's hearing anything, especially the way Belichick is approaching this and what Tom Curran was just talking about. They're sitting back. They're waiting, letting Brady just go and find out all of the suitors out there, and then they're going to come in and try to work out a deal. Let's find out from Lombardi what he thinks about that. This Brady Watch segment brought to you by Northeast Electrical. We are powered by difference. Visit needco.com.
What Christian lacks in size.
You know, Christian really coming out of Colorado, I thought was a little bit undersized.
He makes up for in width.
He's got some girth on him.
Back to OMF on EEI.
I'm back here on OMF, 617-779-7937. Lombardi will join us coming up at 3 o'clock. Maybe he can give us some insight into Bill Belichick's approach, his process with this stuff. To the phone calls we go. Here's Dennis. He's in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Hell of a week. Hey, I think Lou is spot on. And Glenn, I don't think you're wrong, but I think you're missing a point because I know Brady wants to win a Super Bowl more than anything, right?
Yes.
But even more importantly, he wants to prove to everybody he still got it. I think that's number one. That has been his goal since he was picked wherever he was in the bottom of the draft. So
I'm not disputing you, but it's been 20 years now since he was picked number 6 in the draft. He's proven that he is the greatest player in the history of the game. Once you're number one, and you're the GOAT, where do you go?
You know where you go?
You don't go above that.
No, Glenn.
Where?
You don't think he still has that chip on his shoulder?
Now, Dennis, you're absolutely 100% correct. You need to find new motivation. And the motivation is all the crap. What was that tweet or Instagram post, keep betting against me? You know, and part of me is saying, okay, keep betting against me. So you could sit there and say, by that, you could say, well, wherever he's going to go next year, he's going to win a championship. He's going to win the Super Bowl. Odds are he's not. Just the odds are he's not. But one thing he can accomplish, keep betting against me. I'll show you. I can go down to Tampa Bay. I can make the Pro Bowl. I can turn that team into 11 wins. I can throw 35 touchdowns with that team. We can surprise people in that conference. I could win that division. and I'll show you that I can still play football again. Well, you lost in the second round. You didn't win anything. It's still going to be a success. You're still going to prove people wrong without winning a Super Bowl. That's just a reality outside of New England.
I'm here, you lose more.
And after that, then he can say they don't make the playoffs. Then he can say, well, wait till next year because we're building something here. And then he's proving his longevity.
That's called excuses. That's what that's called.
Well, it could be, but it's what he's doing. So he's telling everybody, Glenn, that he's still got it.
Yeah, it's also it's also extremely risky, Dennis. It really
What's
is risky. Going to another spot, going to another location,
as opposed to playing here, it's risky. Hold on.
Why do you just assume?
Yeah, why do you just assume that it's riskier to go someplace else that is already pretty much... Listen, the table is set. All you have to do is serve the food. That's it.
I disagree.
Everything is set up.
Totally different system. You're going
to
be...
Wait, who's... Again, you think that any team that he goes to is going to... Like, we're going to sit there. You know what? You're going to learn a brand new system. We're going to have you do things that you've never done before.
Why do I hear all these quarterbacks that are coming out of the woodworks right now? Who's the latest? John Elway. All of these quarterbacks coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, Brady's smart if he just stays there because... At that age, trying to do it all over again, start from scratch, new people, new coordinators,
weak.
New coaches,
John Elway is
new
weak.
Terminology.
Hold
okay.
on. You're, again.
Okay. All I'm telling you is, hold on.
That's part. Listen. And oh, by the
you
way.
You want to hear this?
Hold on. Wait. By the way, we're going to pay you $35 million to go. Instead of saying zero
I thought
on,
it wasn't
you're
about
gonna,
money.
Instead of
it's
zero.
About money now.
Oh, here we
wait,
go.
How many times
money.
Do I need to tell you
Holy Jesus
that
Christ.
It is about
oh,
the
it's
money?
About the
do you
money.
Want me to say it again?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to say it again. I'll say it to you slowly so your
Please
big
do.
Fat face can understand
Please do.
It. See, ready? Ready? Okay.
Hold
now
on.
It's getting personal.
Where's human service?
I saw him.
I
Kirby left. I saw him. He left early. It's Friday.
When you say it's, how about this? Let's try to explain about the money. It's not about top dollar here in New England. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, he's not getting top
right.
dollar.
So it's not about
know
it.
It's not going to be top
right,
dollar.
Right, so it's not about
England.
The money in New England.
Yeah.
He's not looking for 35.
Right.
30, 35.
We don't know what he's looking for.
Well, okay, I'm just saying.
They haven't talked to him.
All
apparently.
Right, but it's not about, so you just agree, though. It's not about the money in New England. He's not going to get top dollar.
Correct.
He knows it.
Right.
So if he stays in New England, is it going to be about the money?
No.
Okay, so it's not about the money, is it?
Right.
It's about weapons. But if he leaves...
It's going to be about the money.
It's going to be both.
Oh, okay.
No, if he leaves, it should be both.
All right.
I'm going to go get the most money combined with the best weapons.
Yeah, and a lot of these other teams...
And a better chance to win.
And a lot of these other teams are looking at it, and they're saying to themselves, Tom Brady, from a marketing standpoint, is worth an awful lot of money. The return on our investment... is going to be tremendous because we don't need him just as a football player. We need him to give some legitimacy
That's called marketing
to our franchise.
Department.
That's correct.
Not calling football
That's
ops.
That's correct.
But now, football ops can talk to marketing department.
It's all part of it.
But the football ops think they bring him in to help them turn their team around.
And I'm not sure Brady's going to be crazy about that aspect. We have John Elway talking about this. Here's Elway.
I think that he's been with the same guys in the same system for a long, long time. And so to change that, change practice, get, you know, where he's practiced, the head coaches, the coach, and all those type of things, I think... Having gotten used to where he's been for so long, I think just the change, it might be exciting for him, but I think it's going to be a lot of work.
And okay,
keep,
what? Hello?
And I keep on hearing quarterbacks.
Hello? Captain Obvious. Oh.
Guy
no.
That, guy
you know what?
Go to
it's going to be no work whatsoever. You're not going to have to do anything. It's going to be easy.
Oh, it's going
to
be work,
coming
John?
From a guy who stayed for the
Thanks,
with the
John.
Same team his whole career. What is John Elway is the last person
they're
you should talk to.
They're a bunch
no,
of guys
they're
said.
Not. You know, let's do this.
What are you talking about?
Let's talk to somebody who has
Joe
played.
Joe Montana said
let's
it.
Talk
Marino
to a Hall of Famer who has been on multiple teams, learned multiple offenses, and still became a Pro Bowl. Let's do that. Give me those guys. Don't give me and Joe Montana, after looking back what he did and what he was going through, he was pushing this trade. He was pushing the trade out of San Francisco. We're all acting like, oh, poor Joe guy. No, he wanted out.
And has anybody asked Peyton Manning?
I haven't heard Manning comment on
you
it
You think
yet.
That he would sit there and say, yeah, you shouldn't do that. I really struggled in Denver. I mean, all I did was
well,
win 13
was,
games, and I threw for 52 touchdowns.
They get thrown out.
Doesn't matter how he got thrown out.
Sure, he got thrown out. He had no choice.
But how they leave doesn't matter. It's about going somewhere new and how hard that is.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to go, though. He wanted to stay.
Okay, you're missing the point.
Yeah, I guess so.
Once you went there, you are now a member of the Denver Broncos. How hard was that to adjust?
Well, maybe it was difficult. I don't know.
Oh, geez, I threw 36 touchdowns in year one to 11 picks. We went 13-3. Right. The next year, I threw 52. Right. My
55,
guess is it's probably
actually,
hard.
55.
But I would say you can do it. Manning did.
Oh, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying, does Tom Brady want to do it in the end? In the end, when it comes down to when the Patriots finally sit him down, and then he goes back to Giselle and says, okay, this is what the Patriots want to do, less money. All right, they're gonna up the weapons. They're gonna go out and they told me they're getting a tight end. They're getting another receiver. They're loading up on the offensive line. They promised me they're gonna do this. And then you look at the other opportunities. You got Tampa Bay out there. You got the Raiders. You got Chargers, honey. The Chargers want me to go and meet with clients.
All I'm saying is
when
I
that
think
all
that,
comes down to that,
I think that
have to think of all the comfort level here versus all new
Tom
stuff
Brady
out there.
Wants to win seven. He knows you can't do that by yourself. He knows it's awful. It's got to be lucky to win a Super Bowl. He knows how hard it is. Only one team can do it. But what he can do is have a great year offensively with a team and prove to everybody that last year was Bill's fault, not his.
Oh, no,
his.
I like that angle.
Bill's fault.
Like
all I'm saying is it's easier to go somewhere and say, I got an opportunity to put a good year together.
Lou, how's it going?
I got a good opportunity to put a good year together.
Save that clip.
Maybe we win a division. Maybe we win the Super Bowl. I can't count on winning a Super Bowl. It's unrealistic to count on winning a Super Bowl.
Well, how about this one? You could do
it. But
he
can count on having a very good year with the weapons around him and prove to all of ESPN and everybody else who yaps, everyone else around the country, that he's still damn good. And last year wasn't his fault.
Well, what's...
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To say that
is something I'd be looking for with if I was Tom. And if we happen to win a Super Bowl, gravy on top. But I ain't banking on that.
I think based on the way
I don't think I really saw it that way, Lou.
Based on the way the guy has talked over the years, he talks about winning Super Bowls. He doesn't sit there and say, "Ooh, let's win
the
division."
Six.
Ooh, let's.
You think it's a guarantee he comes back here and wins?
No.
All right.
I think it's far from a guarantee
no
he goes anywhere else. And matter of fact, I'll give
Super
you this.
Bowls.
The best opportunity he would have is to drop him into Tennessee, and it could be that Derrick Henry is your MVP next year and Tom Brady is your game manager. And the people look at it that way and say, well, Tom Brady went to Tennessee, but really the reason they won is they ran the football.
I'm
they had the best
you,
running back
like,
in the game.
I just called one of my buddies.
Oh,
here we go. I just called one of my buddies.
What a disclaimer.
And I'm asking him.
Ryan, get the disclaimer out.
You don't need
out.
A disclaimer. This
get
is
the
not
disclaimer
a source.
Out.
And I'm asking him to call in the show because I'm not even going to tell you who it is, but you already know who it is, so it doesn't matter. Because this whole idea that it's so tough to learn a new offense and, oh, you should just stay where you're at, where it's safe and you're comfortable, is so exaggerated. First of all, the position, any person who goes to another team, There's going to be some getting used to the formations and all that other stuff. It's not the end of the world. So John Elway saying, oh, I'm sure it's going to be tough. Really, John? Oh, no, it's going to be easy.
Yeah,
so they're
going to
take – the only way it's easy is if they take Josh McDaniels and they bring the entire offense down there with them.
Listen, I'm not knocking the fact that Tom Brady – and you're making the point, and I agree with it, that Tom Brady doesn't look – at it and say, screw it, I can do it anywhere. Like, because that is the competitive juices that we've seen over the last 20 years. But I think if anybody thinks it's going to be easy based on these other quarterbacks, it's going to be very different. At 43, guys. This is a guy that took time off. Let me finish this. He took time off during the week of practice last year and the year before because he had an elbow problem. He had a shoulder problem. He had a knee problem.
Can I just say this?
He skipped the OTAs. All of that goes away.
Okay, but when you say anyone that thinks it's going to be easy, let's just eliminate everyone. Because I don't know anyone that thinks it's going to be easy. Who are we arguing with?
But I think
it's anybody out there that thinks this is going to be easy for him to go somewhere else. I don't think anyone thinks that.
Yeah, but Lou, what we're saying
everybody knows it's going to be a little difficult.
But that plays into his decision.
I think it's going to be difficult to come back here, too.
In the end, I think he's going to look at it, and that's going to be a factor in all of this. This is David. He's in Brookline. Hey, Dave.
Hi, guys. I said this, I called about a month ago. He's not going anywhere, Glenn, in my opinion. And again, it's my opinion. He's not going to risk the possibility that the Patriots will thrive without him. And meaning the whole TB12 thing and, who's better, who needed who more. And I just don't think.
He's got a loser mentality. Tom Brady does now.
No, I never said that.
Well, you just did.
Listen, you want to put it that
that's
way?
That's a Glenn move. That's a Glenn move.
No, you just did because do you think Brady?
Christian, half of the guys on WEEI carry his water. I understand that. Let me ask you a question. When the Patriots got Bill Belichick. Was he worth a first round pick?
Who? Bill?
Yes.
Bill Belichick.
Of course.
Okay, and cash. Very much so. Now, Brady went in the sixth round. So my question to you is, you guys are football, especially Christian, without Belichick, would Brady have had the career that he had?
No. Anywhere 2 years in the league, he'd be out.
I respect that because I happen to agree with you.
I was joking because I think you're crazy.
No, I agree with you. He would have been the greatest backup. He would have been a backup quarterback, and again, play it out. What was the Patriots' record without Brady playing?
11-5. They lost five more games than they did the year before with the easiest schedule in the league.
That was a big drop.
That season that they didn't make the playoffs. And I said this a month ago, so I don't mean to repeat myself, but Matt Castle had never played a down in the NFL. I don't think played a down in college.
Okay.
It was a big drop.
No, thanks a lot, Dave. Listen,
people are bringing up that 11-5 season.
I get it. Like, I've been around a couple of these people, this mentality, like why people are great. Like, what makes them the best?
Get the Nomar story.
No, it's not even him. I mean, Christian, I'm sure, has seen it too. For this guy to think that he's scared to leave New England because New England will be better without him. If you don't think that he thinks wherever he goes will be better than New England.
Yeah, he's not thinking.
Wherever he goes, he will win. Wherever he goes, he thinks he's plus six wins, Christian. Do you realize the mentality of a human being you're dealing with? I get it, David from Brookline. You're not around these people normally, ever. You never met one, maybe. I don't know. Or how they think. There isn't a chance in hell that Brady does not think he's going somewhere, adding six wins, and taking their ass to the Super Bowl.
I agree. He's not going to look at it
that way. And he's
going
to do better than what Bill has left over here.
Yeah, and I think Bill probably has that same type of
like he's scared
ego.
To go somewhere?
Bill looks at it and says, I can rebuild. If I could do it better with Brady, but if I don't have Brady, I'll move on. I'll find somebody else to do it. But the reality is, because I agree with what you just said, Brady's not thinking that.
The reality is,
it could happen. It could happen that the Patriots are better next year and that Brady is not here and he's not as good or his team is not as good elsewhere. And so that could be the result of it all. But I agree with you. Brady's not looking at it that way saying, oh, my God, I might fail.
You want to hear me say it? You want to break me down? All right, I'm afraid.
Yeah, guys that are that successful are not fearful of failure.
It's fear that keeps them. And gives them their edge. Fear of failure. Yeah, look at it that way. That's a good Rocky monologue that we haven't brought up in a while.
Failure's not getting the best of me.
Fear keeps you strong.
I'll kick failure's ass. This hour's been brought to you by Bach Automotive. We'll get back to more phone calls at 617-779-7937. Mike Lombardi spent a long time around Bill Belichick, dating back to the Cleveland days, then he was here more recently here with New England. Maybe he's got an idea of what Belichick is doing and the fact that he has not sat down and talked with Brady yet. We'll get Mike Lombardi's take coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.